We're really happy to welcome back a group to our studios for you to enjoy. We'll talk with them in just a moment or so, but right now let's welcome James Tobin and the Dewey Decimators.
Chair. We got to find ourselves a place in the sun. There ain't no need for us to run. We'll sit right there down by the lake, drink some lemonade. We got to find ourselves a rocking chair.
James Tobin and the Dewey Decimators. Tell me about that song, James.
Well, it's called A Place in the Sun, and I wrote it during the polar vortex. I wrote most of these songs from the new CD during the vortex because there was, what else can you do?
Yeah, that's really, so that's pretty neat to have composed all of those songs at that time. That's something. Tell me about the new CD. It's out now?
Yeah.
And where can you find it?
Well, we have them at shows. You can get them on CD Baby, Spotify, Amazon.
Wherever you look for fine music.
Wherever fine music is available, yeah.
That's great. I'll let you introduce the band. Some of them have mics, some do not.
Some speak. Well, this is Debbie Tobin. She plays the mandolin.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well this morning, thank
you. It's such a busy morning. I'm just getting my bearings.
Yeah, thank you for having
finally.
Us.
How did you two meet?
We got together through friends, and I was more in the art side. Jim was more music, and we just kind of combined, and now we both do both art and music.
I thought so. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, what is your art interest?
I do a lot of fiber art, acrylic painting, that type of thing. Jim is more into digital mm-hmm. on metal type of art.
Well, that's great to be able to combine both of those things. And then we have our drummer over here who I should look. You're playing a conga, I
this
believe.
This is a djembe.
Djembe, okay.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it's not. It's different than I could tell. She's blocked. Your instrument is blocked.
There's a microphone there, I guess.
We could bring her full drum set.
No, it's this.
Here.
This is here.
Yeah, and we could bring her usual drum set.
I'm seeing you from, like, the torso
yes,
up.
I know. Here I am. My name's Julie. Thank you for having us. This is wonderful.
It's a pleasure.
Love it.
Where are you from?
Beaver County, originally Conway, and I'm in Chippewa now.
So, great. Yeah. We may have talked about this before, mm-hmm. but my wife, who was there a second ago, is a Chippewa
great.
Native. So
great place.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
But
and then
didn't
we.
Didn't you have your reception at Old Economy?
Yes, we did. You've got a good memory, yes. That's why we have new children, since Old Economy, founded by the Harbinites. You know, that's why nobody lives at Old Economy anymore. They believed in not having kids. Mm-hmm. And then John Hyde is playing bass. That's a really cool looking bass. Now, what's different about your bass? No frets, for one.
Yeah, and it's a lighter color, I think.
Yeah.
It's a rental, and I rented one, and I broke it, or it had cracked, and I took it back and got this lighter one.
Yeah.
I think it looks cooler, but I like the sound of the first one better, so it's kind of a trade-off.
You know what really sets it out, too? I think the blonder wood makes the strings look really
different. Right? It's almost yellow.
Yeah. The strings just sort of pop out in a way that you're not expected.
So I at least look good.
You look good. You sound good, too. Everybody sounds good. Are you guys playing out soon anywhere, James? Or
tonight we're in Columbiana, Ohio at Birdfish Brewery. And we're playing at Kelly's in Bridgewater next weekend, next Friday. Next Sunday I'll be playing at the West Hills Art League Mother's Day show reception.
On May 12th.
Yeah, excellent.
President of the Art League.
Yeah, so we'll be there 1 to 4.
Well, that's great to know you've got a lot of gigs coming up, especially out in that area. There's a lot of folks who love hearing great music. Not that you wouldn't want to drive out to that area either. Yeah. Kelly's is a great place to go and visit.
We have all of our gigs set up on the website. So if we go to jamestobinmusic.com, all of 2019 is on there.
Excellent. I'll make sure. Well, actually, it is at slbradio.org a link, but I'll make sure there's a link up on our Facebook page, too. What would you like to play next?
This one's called Baby, It's All Right. And
also from the new CD.
Also from the new CD. Goes like this.
Just give me a good backbeat and I'll point my speakers out towards the street. Just put my back to the wall and I'll play a song by John and Paul. Just cause she's not a kamikaze don't mean that she don't want me. Just cause I'm not a NASCAR driver don't mean I'm not a survivor. Hey, baby, it's alright. I'm not
James Tobin and the Dewey Decimators. If you saw the little smile on my face, I was looking at the modified VW microbus on your website, the picture used as an icon here. I'm gathering that's a work of your art, perhaps.
Yes, it is. I can't buy the actual bus.
I almost asked you, and then I said, wait a minute. He just Deb just said that it's you've done a lot of digital art or you've been specializing in that. It almost looks like it's got two fronts, this bus. You didn't do that, did you?
It's possible.
It's possible.
It's playing on Photoshop. So.
Yeah, we've linked to the Facebook page and also the website, the website's really nice, that shows all the gigs that you heard Deb mention a few moments ago. How did the band all come together? You've got this full, rich sound that works quite well. If it's not evident to you as you're listening, we have a 12-string guitar, mandolin, mentioned the djembe earlier and the bass earlier. And it just comes together to make this rich, deep yet not too deep yet bright at the same time. Have you known these guys for a while, or how did you find these Decimators?
Well, we met Julie through the Lachlan Memorial Library in Ambridge. So she's the director there, and she was doing a thing called Music Monday, which she still does. It's during the summer. So Deb and I played it. And we were talking to Julie, and she said, you know, I play the drums. And I was like, get them out here.
They made me get the drums.
So we made them play drums. But, you know, and it clicked really nicely. And then we met John.
Yeah, Julie said, I have a friend who plays the bass. Huh?
That also works in a library?
No, John John is not in the library. But
okay. Mm-hmm. So there's only one librarian here.
Yeah. That's me.
That's the Dewey part.
Was for the Music Mondays at the library, we were kidding around. Jim came up with a bunch of different songs.
The bookmarks.
The bookmarks.
We didn't want the late fees. That was a little too negative.
We were trying to be the library band name.
We're trying to have a positive image here.
I like the late fees.
So he came up with the Dewey Decimators, and we liked that. And then Julie,
the Decimators,
you know, she wasn't sure if the Decimator was really what she wanted to be, but...
I mess up every 10th song, so...
We figure it works.
The card catalogs. There's a lot you could do.
Yeah.
The library of...
On the Decimators Facebook page, there's a lengthy... It's like every bad library pun I could think of.
You're a card. You're such a card.
Check us out.
I'm a real card.
He's always making jokes. And
yeah. Well, you're a kindled spirit. I like puns, too. Yes.
I need my symbol.
We'll be here all night, or all morning at least. Who's that out in the green room there?
That's my wife, Greta.
Hi, Greta. She's listening. Sound okay? Too loud? Too soft? Just right? Good. If you go to the website, again, it's really an attractive website, jamestobinmusic.com. You can see where gigs are coming up. You can learn about the new album. I hope there's links to your art there.
We also have, it's jamestobinart.com and deborahtobinart.com.
So. Excellent. And we learned you're at the Ambridge Library. Is there anything we need to know about you, John? Are you always playing bass?
Yeah, I was always an electric bass player. And
yeah.
I guess about a year ago, the Tobins had an upright bass at their studio, and we were going to play for what?
We were going to play for a show. We had rented one for a show to play along with somebody else, and John picked it up. And the next thing we knew, he was sending us a photo that he had rented one of his own.
So they got me hooked.
So now we have him hooked on it.
Yeah.
We won't let him go back to the other.
Oh, it sounds really good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun too.
You pretty much can tell, I think, especially as the musician, you can tell whether you hear that vibration of an acoustic bass or not. What would you like to do next?
It's a song called Little Bird, and John has a bow.
He's
going to bow a little on that one. And again, this was actually, it was a Saturday morning, and we woke up, and I could see out the bedroom door, it looked like something was flying around in the hallway, and it was a little bird. So then I wrote the song, once we safely got the bird out of the house. He wasn't dumb. Thank you.
knew that it was true. Sun was shining down, and all the snow was melting. Heard it from a little bird. Summertime would be here soon. Gonna be here soon. Something big was coming, in case you haven't heard. All our dreams are coming true. Yeah, they're coming true. A little bird, something big was coming. I didn't say a word because I knew that it was true. Someone's going down, and all the stars were rising. In case you haven't heard, all our dreams are coming true. Yeah, they're coming true.
That's an inventive song. I like the rhythm of that song and the, I don't know if they're triplets, but the which can't be easy. That takes a while to master, especially since two people are doing them at the same time, in unison, simultaneously. James Tobin and the Dewey Decimators here this morning playing. And we should have time for two or three more just to sort of help you keep pace. We have depends on length, but you sound so great. I'd love to be sure we hear as many as we can. What would you like to do next?
It's called The Blue Moon and the Drum.
The Blue Moon and the Drum.
Blue Moon and the Drum.
Nothing can touch us tonight. Up here under the lights, this moment is frozen in time. Nothing can touch us tonight. Blue moon and the drum, like a signpost up ahead. Whatever dreams may come, all the ones we'll never forget.
James Tobin and the Dewey Decimators. You can catch them tonight at Birdfish Brewing in Columbiana, Ohio at 7 o'clock. Kelly's Riverside Saloon, May 3rd at 9 o'clock. That's in Beaver. On May 4th at Old Economy Village. That'll be nice at 1 in the afternoon. And then I think it's Aurochs Brewing, which, if memory serves, is the gluten-free beer. Brewery, which is on Ohio River Boulevard, kind of near, sort of between Emsworth and Swickley, in that run of, it's near where Pittsburgh Stage is, I think.
Right, just past the dog stop.
Yes, there you go. Just past the dog stop. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's near there. That show is May 4th between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock. Let's get another one in. I think we should be able to get one more, and then we'll have you close this out. What do you want to do next?
Do another bow one? Cool. Yes. Okay. This one's called Come On Now. And it goes like this.
Bodes well for John. James Tobin and the Dewey Decimators. James really has such powerful vocals on those songs, brings them to life. These are your compositions, too?
Yep.
Okay, I thought so, just checking. They're going to play us out. I want to thank all of our guests for today. Before doing so, I also want to thank Propel Schools, who is the lead sponsor for our Mother's Day project, which is starting up on May 4th through May 12th. You can make a one-of-a-kind Mother's Day gift, an audio card, or a framed voice print, May 4th to May 12th. The Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School also supports our project, and you can learn about how to make reservations and do this activity in our studios by going to slbradio.org/momsdads. Our thanks to Lynn Cherry, the children's book author and the head of Young Voices for the Planet, for being with us this morning. Also, our Scholastic Writing Award winners from Western Pennsylvania, and the Taylor Trio from Youth Chamber Connection. Thanks to Tad Whistle for terrific live reports from the Museum Lab opening, to Ricky Berger producing today's show, and Chad Green for our serving as our engineer for this morning. What would you guys like to close out with?
Ramblin' Soul.
Ramblin' Soul. It is James Tobin and the Dewey Decimators.
I just wanted to make just one thing. I just wanted to let everybody know we do still run Tobin Studios in Ambridge. So Jim teaches music there. I teach art, and that's still available.
Good to know.
Come on down.
Tobin Studios in Ambridge. And if I don't get a chance to speak with you after this song, you that is, not the band. I'll get a chance to talk to the band. Thank you for being here with us this morning, and we'll look for you next Saturday at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, baby, I'm just a rambling soul. Got to play that rock and roll. Then I'm heading down that country road.
James Tobin and the Dewey Decimators, thank you for being with us.